time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning, Low Country. Happy Saturday to you and yours. Time for another edition of BEC Power Talk. And we are so glad once again to have with us special guest. I say her name great, so I can't wait to say her name great in a second. But first things first, we've got Libby. Libby Rowig is with us this morning. How are you, Libby?
I'm well, Terry. Thanks for having us.
Always good to have you with us. We're partners in this crime.
We are.
But it's a good
Power
crime.
Talk team.
The Power Talk team. There it is. That's what we are. And this morning, we have Yahira Bess with us. Yes. And make it Bess. You got to get closer to the mic. It's been sanitized. I sanitized it. Yeah, just
good morning.
There we go.
Does it sound better now?
There you go. That's right. Yeah, just get close to that mic. You'll be fine. But Yahira Bess was with us several shows ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, good. Good. Lots to talk about, I should say, because here we are creeping closer and closer and closer to a very peculiar election season. Some of the conversation, or most of it, is right now so many different factors. Even the current president has weighed in quite a bit, talking about maybe even, I've heard even as recently as yesterday, maybe extending the voting period to a week. Now, I heard that not from the president. That was just from others, you know, trying to figure out how to make the process the best experience for voters. And that's as big as a part of our democracy as anything, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want to talk a lot about what is called co-ops vote. Great notes, Libby. You made me sound like I was smart on that one.
Actually, Yahira put these notes together.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I take no credit for the success of this show.
Well, we are deferring to you, Yahira Bess, but co-ops vote, what is that,
well,
if I may ask?
Sure. Co-ops vote is a nonpartisan campaign to boost rural voter turnout. This program has been a great success and has a significant impact on voter turnout. Co-op's Vote is designed to inform its members on critical issues facing electric cooperatives, encourage them to vote, and to support their co-ops and communities they live in and serve. So, like, we know that elections matter every year,
mm-hmm.
And it has a trickle effect starting at our local elections. Co-op's Vote is about making sure the members' voices are heard at local, state, and federal polls. So they focus on strengthening the connection between the co-op, their employees, the members, and those that serve us in Washington, D.C. and state capital.
Okay. And that's what co-ops vote is. So,
mm-hmm.
And I like the way you made it clear at the beginning. Co-ops vote is not to tell you who to vote for.
That is right.
Not to tell you, be liberal, be conservative, be moderate, be independent, be anything.
Just be involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just want our members and everyone, you know, just to exercise their right to vote. You know, the freedom to vote in America is the most prominent political right, and it is also the most hard-won right. So as citizens, we must take action in getting registered and, you know, go out there and vote.
Okay. And is this something that is sort of a cooperative initiative, or is this more of a BEC sort of a...
This is more nationwide. So, you know, this program, it's not just our cooperative. There's, like I said, every other cooperative is out there doing the initiative, trying to get members engaged, going out there, letting them know, hey, we need your voice. Your voice needs to be heard. So let's go ahead, get you registered, and vote.
We are with Yahira Bess, Public Relations and Grassroots Specialist with Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and Libby Rowig, Communications Manager with Berkeley Electric Cooperative, having our power talk today and as we get closer to an election. Now, Yahira, you've shared some good information that obviously this is important to the cooperative community and those member owners that are serviced by the cooperative. But it's important. So let me ask you this. Why is it so important? Because we're going to spend significant time about this. Why would you say it's that important? It's that much of a priority with the cooperative community?
So, great question. We just need to elect, and the reason why we feel that it's so important is because we need to elect public officials who identify with America's electric cooperatives and vote to support the issues that matter to the 42 million consumer members across the nation. Electric cooperatives are a trusted resource in the communities we serve. So voters want to hear from community leaders, you know, like the co-ops, about important issues. You want these elected public officials to stand up for the cooperative's concerns, you know, for the members and the communities.
Okay. Now, does a co-op, and you may not know the answer to this, so I'm just, my mind, the wheels are spinning. What cooperatives, and I probably can answer yes, like at conventions, a typical national convention or even a statewide convention, would cooperatives have a presence at those type of events just for the sake of awareness, you know, letting the people that would be at those events know that, hey, we're a part of the process and we want you to know we're here. Not necessarily to interject Republican, Democrat or anything like that, just to say, hey, we are here. We want you to know that we're watching you. And I don't want it to sound like a watchdog, but you get my drift. We're talking about this. They obviously, the different political parties, candidates, they know that you are, this initiative is a part of the process, I would think. So I say all that to say it's that important, because if not, then it would be a lot of wheel spinning. But they know about the presence of the co-op vote.
Yes, it's so important for them to know, because with us being in a rural area, sometimes we get dismissed or we may get, you know, forgotten.
Right.
And it's important for them to know, hey, you know, us, you know, our
rural communities,
yeah, we're out here, and, you know, that's the reason why if we stand united, our voice is heard at a great impact.
Right. And that's, you just cleaned up what I was saying. That's that's exactly what, it's like, hey, we're doing all this, so you realize that there's a decent-sized voting block of people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That are being represented through the co-op votes initiative.
And now, we always, just to add to that, we just always want to make sure that, like, for example, some important key issues that the cooperatives have always been fighting for, you know, it's like expanding broadband coverage throughout rural America. And the other thing that we've always, you know, take seriously is ensuring that there's continued access to reliable and affordable electricity.
Okay.
You know, so those are issues that, you know, we want them to know, hey, this is what our co-ops are looking for.
Right. And I think, once again, it gets back to the great premise of the entire process. You elect people to carry out the will of the people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But it always seems, and I'm sorry, politicians, just got to say it the way it is. It seems like once election day has come and gone, those that are elected, they change it. They flip it. Wait a minute. What about all the stuff that you said, you know? What about that, Libby, you guys are young, so you may not remember.
I appreciate that.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. But, you know, they said the politician could just say, hey, a chicken in every pot and kiss babies, shake hands. And all that, or kiss, handshake, babies, either one. You know.
Yeah, and Terry, we have people working both on the state level and the national level,
right,
talking with the politicians that represent us. And as much as we hear about the polarization in the country, electric cooperatives and the mission that we fulfill is one of the very few things that our elected officials can actually agree on. You know, so it's not a hard sell, and it's often a unifying force among these elected officials in a time when things can be so partisan and so difficult.
Right. And it makes, once again, the co-op vote initiative that much more valuable because, you know, it's all about checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of those things, Yahira, what is a co-op voter? Like, what does that look like, if you will?
Sure. So with a co-op voter, our co-op voter wants to be an active voice in the community and promote the Democrat system of governance for all our nation's institutes, from, you know, our co-ops to the halls of the Congress. So co-op voter pretty much believes in policies that will modernize our nation's energy supply in a way that keeps costs, as we mentioned before, affordable, promotes system reliability, you know, and avoids the undue burdens of our energy supply system. You know, co-op voters also participate in all elections because they understand the importance of voting, and they are proud of their co-op and their communities. They want, you know, what's best for them and, of course, the future of their children. So, you know, that's what a co-op voter is all about.
Okay. And Berkeley Electric, it's important to you. You take pride in that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We certainly do. You know, we are very proud to be, you know, of course, co-op votes.
Mm-hmm.
And we take the initiative, you know, to post it out there on social media. And, you know, right now we don't do as many events, you know, because of COVID.
Right.
However, you know, we still find other ways to promote, you know, co-op's vote.
Okay. And looking at my notes, Berkeley Electric is a 5-star co-op.
Yes.
So, you know, I got to ask, what is a 5-star co-op? Is that like, because I know what 5-star is, and, you know, when I go, well, you know, when Libby's going to take me to lunch one day, we're going to go to a 5-star restaurant.
Absolutely.
You know, after the pandemic.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, when it's safe, you know, to eat indoors.
Exactly.
Yeah. She was meant that, every bit of that. But when
I
it's
love
safe.
To eat out. I'm sad.
I know. Right now, I know. Yeah. But a 5-star, we know what 5-star kind of relates to the best.
Yes. It's like is the that best the same? Of the best, yes. Top of the line. So, you know, for the past few years, Berkeley Electric has been a 5-star co-op, which is pretty much encourages their consumer members to learn about federal, state, and local elections and make sure that they are registered. 5-star co-op, we also empower members to make independent, educated decisions about voting for the cooperative and the community's future. You know, focus on engaging with elected officials, you know, by inviting them to visit the co-op and meet with their co-op members, because that's very important to build that type of relationship. You know, 5-star co-op, also, we develop a plan to advance and advocate for the issues that, you know, on behalf of the electric cooperatives and also on behalf of our members.
So being a 5-star co-op that's pretty powerful.
It is. It is.
It is.
You know, we take pride in that, like I said before, because there is a lot of work involved in that. It's not an easy task, you know, especially going out there and speaking with the members in regards of, you know, we're not telling you who to vote for. That's not what we're here for. We're just wanting you to do what you are supposed to do as a citizen. You know, go out there, register, update your information if you haven't done so, or check it. And just do that and go out and vote. And vote not only, you know, federal, but just go out there and do the local, you know, your primary elections and state, because it's very important. Everything has a trickle effect.
Everything. And I would contend that oftentimes there are people in local scenarios where maybe the best person doesn't get elected because the turnout is so low, where they think, oh, it's just, you know, it's just the dog catcher just being elected today. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be a very important piece of the puzzle, you know. So when those local elections happen, it's good to have a co-op vote initiative because, as you said, those regional, local, county, city, community elections, really, those mess with your quality of life more than the federal things or the mm-hmm. state things. So
sure, yeah.
You know, so it is important.
And just to think about, you know, just the history, if we really sit back and reflect on, you know, the lives that people gave for
That's right.
this right, and even for, you know, females like us, you know, we
That's right.
didn't have that right. So when you just sit back and reflect on things like that, is like, okay, you know, we have come so far, so let's go ahead and push forward and do what we're supposed to do.
Absolutely. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk. Every Saturday we bring it to you, and we are here with Yahira Bess and Libby Rowig with BEC talking about co-op vote or co-ops vote. Now, Libby, you were mentioning before we started Johns Island, something was going on. I think it was related to a precinct, or could you expound?
Yeah. Got a little breaking news for our listeners.
Okay. There we go.
So
sound effects.
At one of the recent elections, the voters on Johns Island had a long wait at St. John's High School.
Okay.
So the Charleston County election officials approached us and the St. John's Fire District and asked if they could split up the three precincts that are currently voting at the high school and maybe each of us take one. And because Berkeley Electric is so civically minded and such a supporter of ensuring the right to vote and making it easy to vote and helping people do that, we are an enthusiastic supporter of us being a polling location for the upcoming November election. So if you live on Johns Island and you're a registered voter, you'll get information in the mail about which precinct we'll be voting where. But, you know, stay engaged with our social channels and look for that information. But we're so excited to make it easier for our Johns Island members
to vote. So your precinct will be split off from the, like I said, everyone was filing into St. John's, taking forever, but now maybe a particular precinct or part of that electorate will now vote at your facility?
Yes. Oh, we have a beautiful new building.
Absolutely. I saw it with my own eyes. Beautiful.
Yeah. Wonderfully functional to serve our members.
Okay.
And previously three precincts were voting out of one location, but now immense wisdom of our election officials, they
bing,
are...
Bing, bing, bing. I hear the bing. Yeah.
They are splitting off each of the precincts to their own locations so we can be more efficient. And really it's with COVID in mind as well. We don't want huge lines. Aside from the inconvenience, it's just not safe to do that with a pandemic raging. So
there's something coming up that I do want to talk about called National Voter Registration Day. Because guess what, Yahira? You got your nice button on there. It says,
yeah, I'm going to pass this to you when we get done. So that way you can also promote.
You're going to give me your
button? I have
button.
Plenty.
Wow.
No, they're limited edition, very rare. It's
she was supposed to
honor.
Say, yeah. See, to make me feel special.
That was the grand, like, surprise. I wasn't surprised you at the end.
Okay.
But, yeah, since you mention it.
Well, she has this wonderful button, which I will wear. I will post on our social media.
Awesome.
But here's the funny part about it. If I have that button on, right, and I show up where I'm supposed to show up, this precinct is for my neighborhood, but I'm not a registered voter.
What?
No, I'm saying hypothetically. Did y'all hear Libby was going to, she was going to get me on the air. That what? Terry, are you kidding me? You were about to go there. Yes, you were. But I'm glad they knew the passion.
I could not contain my horror.
That's right. I'm just, what do you call it, creating a scenario.
Okay.
To say that your expression would be the expression if you weren't registered. But we want to talk about this big voter registration day.
Yes.
That's coming up. Now, what is that all about, Yahira? And obviously, you didn't create the day. No. But we want to promote the day,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We always get involved with the National Voter Registration Day. So what that is that our co-ops vote and NRECA, which is our National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, are once again premier partners of the National Voter Registration Day. So, of course, you know, it's a national holiday celebrating our democracy held each year on the fourth Tuesday of September. So, September 22nd, it will be our day, a big day that we will be celebrating, and we plan on doing this at our district offices. Right now, we're considering Goose Creek, Johns Island, Monk's Corner.
Okay.
And we just want to be out there, you know, letting our people know, our members know, come by, stop and see us. We want to make sure if you think that, you know, hey, I don't think my address is updated, whatever the case, we want to be there to help our members. You know, nice and easy, no hassles whatsoever.
So
and
if
we'll have some prizes too. To
get. Oh, yes. Prizes. Yes.
Prizes.
That's right. Prizes. And I foresee a grill. Hot dogs. I see it out there. Food trucks. Okay, let me stop. Now.
We can get the Wiggly Men out, those air Wiggly Men.
The Wiggly Men. I've never heard them. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yes, the Wiggly Men.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. Never heard them called that before. But now people can, if they're not registered, will there be voter registration forms available?
Yes, we will have forms. We will also have, of course, our tablets will be there, just like how we did last year, so we can get their information, register them. They're easy process, no hassles whatsoever.
And prizes.
And prizes.
But, you know, we just know that COVID-19 has pretty much changed our lives in so many ways. And we understand the need to increase the importance of registering voters. And, you know, to be honest, we know that there is still a tremendous number of unregistered voters out there. And it is more important than ever to those who are eligible to register to do so. So that way, you know, come, you know, November, they are ready to go ahead and do their thing and vote.
That's awesome. And something that we tend to not think about every year, and if I ever ran for office, I would be courting politically all of the 17-year-olds that are going to become 18, because every year you're going to have a new crop of potential voters that maybe not didn't pay attention in civics class or didn't really think about how important it is, but some 17-year-old right now turning 18 in 3 weeks could be the deciding vote in a local election.
That's right.
If we can get them to come out, they're listening to this program, and we have communicated how important the process is. So I would just encourage listening audience, if you have children, teenagers that are about to become 18, if they become 18 before that day, because I'm assuming that's usually about, I think it's a 30-day window.
That's right, 30 days.
So that's
window,
about,
yes,
give or take, 30 days from the general election, which
exactly.
is November 3rd. So that's an important day. And this National Voter Registration Day be a great day to get the young folks out.
That's right.
Because they have prizes, right?
Yeah.
Stop young
by
folks
our office.
Love prizes.
We will get you registered and give you a prize.
Ding, ding,
we
ding,
may
ding,
even,
ding, ding.
You know, wheel out the hot dog grill. And
I know one thing. I'll probably be the guy cooking them because I brought it up.
I'll
do it.
It was his idea.
I'll cook. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I cook a pretty good hot dog.
We got some pretty nice grills. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Maybe throw in a bag of chips and a soda.
I think you're recruiting me now. But if you need me, you got me. Okay.
Okay.
There it is. That's a Saturday?
No.
No. It's a Tuesday.
Oh, I can't do it. I was like, I would do it for you, Libby. I would on Tuesday. So we'll see what happens.
And for our country.
For our country. That's right. My country, tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, right? I hope I said that right.
Yeah, it sounds
pretty,
yes.
close. Close enough, I hope. Once again, Yahira Bess and Libby Roig. We're talking about voter registration, the co-op. Vote. We've got a couple minutes left, so we should probably re-up some of this information that we've talked about, because some folks maybe have missed early on. Co-ops vote, in a nutshell, what is that, Yahira? Co-ops vote, we're so recapping.
Co-ops vote, just to recap, you know, it's, once again, it's nonpartisan campaign just to boost that rural voter turnout.
There it is.
I just want to make sure that they know we're not telling who to vote for. We're just saying we need for you to register and vote.
That's right. It's that important.
And we'll help you do it.
And that's right. They won't help you vote, but they'll help you get in position to vote. But Yahira does a good job of nonpartisan. So I love you know, you're a
I
fair person.
I want to make sure that it is clear.
No, you have said it and said it again. Nonpartisan. That means we don't tell you who or what. You know, and I'll just share this real quick. I was at an election recently, and where I voted, the different sides of the candidates, they were like, as you come in, hey, do you know about this candidate? That's not legal.
Yeah, there are rules about that type of thing.
Yeah, but not where I was. Uh-oh. And, of course, I did say something about it.
Okay.
Yahira, can I tell a quick joke?
Go ahead.
We got time. This one candidate, I didn't want to vote for him, right? So his people were there, and they, hey, how you doing, sir? And you know what I did?
Uh-oh. I'm dying to know.
Oh, boy. I said it, and I had a mask on, so... I acted like I didn't speak English.
Oh, good.
I really did. And I say that because Yahira is bilingual.
Yes.
You also represent, and, you know, to add to that, folks that should maybe come out, if they speak another language, you could talk to them.
Most certainly. I can help them. Yeah. And, okay. we have other representatives.
Yes, yes.
Okay. That can also help.
And that's important.
Yeah, Berkeley Electric really values serving all of our members. Mm-hmm. So we have hired folks and recruited great employees to be able to help our folks who are our members who are limited English proficiency.
Absolutely. Yeah. But was I a bad guy for acting like I didn't speak English? I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I was a bad guy. Okay. Yeah. And then when I left, I said, adios. I don't think he knew, but he didn't expect. He said, wait a minute, that guy, you never know. I won't do it again because now Yahira's looking at me like, that Terry Bass is crazy. Moral of the story, it's important to be a part of the co-op's vote. Be a part of an organization that's a 5-star co-op vote, which is awesome. And then National Voter Registration Day coming up September 22nd.
Yeah, stop by and see us. We're going to have booths set up at our... Yep. Goose Creek, Monk's Corner, and John's Island offices, and we'll...
Prizes. You said it.
We'll... Terry will be there cooking up some hot dogs.
Yes.
But we can check your registration status and help you get registered if you're not registered.
There it is.
And we always have the information, Terry, so like if our members like, oh man, what was that again? They can always go to our website, you know, www.berkeleyelectric.coop, or visit vote.coop.
Vote.coop.
Yes.
There it is. Well, once again, man, our time's up. Time flies when we're sharing valuable information.
That's right.
And you delivered the information well. You did a great job, Yahira.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And Libby, thank you as always. You volunteered me to cook the hot dogs. And I'm there. So there it is. We'll see you guys soon. National Voter Registration Day. This has been another edition of BEC Power Talk. Have a great rest of your Saturday.